Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
51?
Damn.
1, 2.
We had Dr. Ed on. In case you missed that, check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also, the streaming is there. Patronize the advertisers, please. They working hard, spending some money, and so the show's still on the radio. That's why we're here. Craig Evans in the house.
Yep.
Monday, right?
Yes.
All right.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
For the rest of the day, you mean?
Yeah.
All right. Too many hours of the day, though, Craig.
Oh, for you people.
What do you need more hours for?
Laundry, dishes.
News gathering.
More than anything.
Yeah.
That more than anything.
I try to gather as much as I can for you.
Yeah, but there's apparently too many hours in the day for you to help.
He's putting. He's got putting to do.
Yeah.
He's got 4 hours of putting to do.
And
then he's
got to
be bored for a couple hours. got to get that in. Sleep can't come quickly enough.
That sounds like you're dying. Sleep can't, death can't come quickly enough. How many people had Fred Willard?
9.
Puss killed Fred Willard 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Puss.
But he lived another 2 weeks.
I was just a little ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you were.
Ain't nobody got time for that. One of the players that had Fred Willard, as did misspelled diarrhea smoothie, Epcot Death March, Fisty Pink Stockings had Fred Willard.
Yeah. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
Close your face.
We just learned that today.
Yeah.
It just dawned on us. Yeah. Jack Mayhoff gets a hit,
Jack
as
Mayhoff.
Does La 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 La.
Oh.
Nick enjoys that a lot.
I do. It's soothing.
Limp Ditka's gets a hit, as does Polaroiding the Dink last night. Wanda's Pound of Lard.
Gross.
I want to know why that, if you are Wanda's Pound of Lard, please help us out with why you use that.
Yeah,
name.
Is that a term of endearment?
Is it from the show? No. It could be from the show. Most of these are from the show somehow.
Yeah, hopefully that's in her kitchen and it's not like a goiter.
I'm Wanda's Pound of Lard.
Sewer Pickle Sickle, still leading the league.
Yeah, big season left. We got not even halfway. Still, what is it, May?
May 18th.
Mm-hmm. May 18th.
2020, year of our Lord.
That's about 2 full months of sitting around.
Monday of our Lord.
Yeah. The Monday of our Lord.
Yeah. This is great news. New study shows that climate change can cause over 3 billion people to live in temperatures inhospitable to human life by 2070.
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
I watched a little story on that last night. Depressed the hell out of me.
Yeah.
This will end well.
Because, you know, nobody believes it because idiots think we're just, you know, it's no big deal.
Which is good enough for me. If I don't believe it, it ain't true.
Right.
In the next 50 years, a third of the global population could be living in a climate averaging between 84 and 86 degrees.
Unless you don't believe it.
Those temperatures could cover nearly 20% of the planet by 070. That is rarely seen outside of the Sahara Desert right now.
If you'd have told everybody back in October we'd all be inside because of a global pandemic, we just said no. Same thing with this. People are going to say, this ain't going to happen. We know these climate deniers. A lot of them, the climate deniers, are the same group of virus deniers. We know them all.
Yes.
We know people like that, personally, in our personal lives. the climate deniers and the virus deniers.
Right.
Personally, we know these people, and I don't get it. Don't hang out. I just don't get it. I'm never going to.
The scientists have an agenda.
Right.
The media has an agenda.
Right.
And they all lie to you.
Yeah. What's well, 3 billion people that are going to have to move somewhere?
Trump officials shift blame to scientists for death toll. That's what they're doing
They're killing people left and right, those damn scientists.
That's what they're doing. Anything to get reelected. And people, people are going to buy that.
If they didn't know there was a pandemic, there would be nobody.
Right.
You know, good point.
Dying from it. They were the ones that brought it up, those assholes.
Yeah, and if you...
Escalating the push for reopen, Trump officials point to the finger of the CDC. By the way, the CDC is under Trump. Kept hearing that on the way in this morning. Just so you know that. Trump is in charge of the CDC. And Americans' pre-existing conditions, healthcare to explain the world's death toll. Right there. So that's it.
And if you small test percentage. More, you're just going to get more cases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd flunk your kid in fifth grade for saying that.
Yeah.
You would go, nah, that's, you gotta, let me explain to you why that's stupid, son.
USA Today has an article on a rural strip club on the Colorado-Wyoming border.
All right.
It's called The Den. One of the first strip clubs in the country to reopen. And so, to celebrate, on Friday, they threw a masks-on, clothes-off party.
Mask on, boobs hanging out. Can you catch the... We talked to Dr. Mean about this. You can catch the virus up your butt. So can you catch it through your vagina? Puss?
I've been isolating. That's been an issue.
If a girl has a mask on and, you know, hang on. She has a mask on and it's two holes, no waiting, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody sneeze on a girl? I'm being serious about this. You sneeze on that bear.
Right.
And you have COVID. Can she catch it through her vagina?
I can't have an answer to that.
Are you sure about the butt thing?
Dr. Mina said.
Did she?
Don't. Yeah. Don't. She said don't scratch your butthole. After touching the surface.
You got to wash your hands first.
Yeah, but
right.
You can say
and
that
after.
Always. That is always good advice.
Yeah, your butthole itchy.
Not just for this.
I know.
Well, yeah, it couldn't be.
I'm just saying, if she has her, if the woman has her face covered, but every other orifice is wide open in the bar, can she get sick? I'm just asking for the strippers out
You'd
there.
You think that
I'm
that would to, be possible.
I'm trying to protect the strippers out there.
That's very
she's
kind of.
She's grinding on a chair that's got COVID. And she's naked. We all know what strip clubs are. They're naked.
Right.
The way we like them, they are.
Hence the term strip.
Right.
Now at this place in Cheyenne, or near Cheyenne at least, near the border, all the dancers are wearing, they are wearing masks.
Yeah, but they're naked everywhere else, right? You said they're.
Well, mostly, yeah.
Yeah, the USA Today article I looked at, they had clothes on.
Oh, yeah. Well,
scantily clad.
They're not going to show them naked.
Now, 23-year-old Cleo made $22 on her first dance.
Woo-hoo.
It's the first income she has had in weeks.
Good for her.
So, I mean, if it's been that long, you're grateful.
Yeah.
Somebody throw you $22 to tell a joke or something.
That means he threw a couple dollars at her and then asked for a 6-foot-away lap dance.
Yep.
Either that or they're spending $2 bills.
11 of them.
Yeah.
In Wyoming.
Who gave you $22?
Everyone.
Yeah, apparently it was full.
All of them?
The place was packed.
The place was full and she only made $22?
Well,
that's not good.
Yeah. In Wyoming, it's being reported that a lot of people feel that the coronavirus is mostly an urban illness affecting elderly people in nursing homes.
Oh,
at the Den.
God. Turn off Fox.
At the Den, hand sanitizer is everywhere, but dancers, of course, also touching patrons, exchanging cash. That's got the virus. The Den owner, Kim Chavez, says she doesn't feel completely secure in reopening. But she did say that she felt like she didn't have any choice because other bars in Cheyenne are opening.
Yeah.
Federal stimulus programs like the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program specifically exclude her business, adult-oriented businesses.
Which is crap.
And
their
performers.
Their small businesses.
Yeah, performers along the same lines
That's
cannot
wrong.
Apply for help either. She said, so the owner said that if she had gotten that PPP help, she may not have opened today. She said it's just a risk that they're taking.
They put that on, first of all, it's a legal business that's licensed. All strip clubs are.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, that was on the, that was basically in the stimulus package.
Yeah.
They outlawed those?
Yes.
Because, what, oh, I know what, Jesus, that's right.
Yeah.
That and the Lakers needed some money.
Yeah, they did.
Now, for their part, the dancers said that they can earn more than $1,000 on a good night. The den has about 25 dancers on rotation.
Now, that chick must be ugly. Yeah. 22 bucks, man.
Well, that was the first dance.
Okay. Oh, one dance. I'm
one
sorry.
Dance.
I thought you said one day.
No. One, that was her first dance.
Okay. 22 bucks.
According to their Twitter page, it's an all nude joint.
Good.
But you can drink there, too.
So. Well, you can stop there on your way to Yellowstone.
That's right. You're heading there, Todd. Do a little research there.
Elizabeth Thomas, the president of the International Entertainment Adult Union.
That's just a little out of the way. Not much, though.
It'd be worth it.
Said that in addition to the loss of income, many dancers that she's talked to are missing the attention they get when they are working. No. After all, performers, and performers miss that attention. They just do.
You're so pretty.
Hard to deal with the daddy issues when there's not a substitute there.
Well, but everybody's got attention issues that likes to get up on stage.
Oh, hell yeah. Nick does.
Yeah, it's a problem.
We do. We're not here. If we wouldn't be on the air, we'd feel the same way.
We would.
Yeah.
They want to perform just as badly as Nick does.
Yeah, it's not. Yes, it's not just people taking their clothes off. Now, Nick,
now she
would
go to that
too.
Strip club. Yeah, I'll take my pants off and do a tight 10.
Tight 4 or 5.
Several of the den's dancers said they tried to earn money performing online, but there's already so much free content.
Right.
And because online performers who've spent years building their followings already have most of the views, that's stuff to get into.
Right.
She said that you are competing with millions of other girls. You have to talk, text, and be a pretzel.
Does that mean limber?
I would assume.
Yeah, I got some. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, put your ankle behind your head.
Okay.
And I'll give you a couple of tokens.
That's stuck to the tape.
Todd could probably get closer than me. He does that yoga stuff.
Yeah. He's pliable.
Yeah.
No, the hips are still a little tight.
That's the way I like them, though.
We can help you with that.
Yeah. That's so crazy. They took out the stimulus for legitimate businesses.
Yeah.
Because they got a holier than thou. We have to take out the, Jesus.
Is the one strip club open in Omaha?
Yeah.
Is anything going on in Wichita? Lincoln?
Well, there's more than one strip club in the area, isn't there? Around here, I forget. I don't know. I haven't been to strip clubs in a while.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, Wichita, let us know. Lincoln, let us know. There's a naked club in Waverly. Is that open? That's in Nebraska, by the way, in case you're listening somewhere else.
So are they giving actual lap dancers? I mean, like, in your lap.
Mm-hmm. But with a face,
in the lap.
Sounds like
with
it.
A face mask on.
Yeah, because they're touching them and taking their money.
Grinding on a cowboy.
Bet the dancers probably appreciate the mask. They don't have some creepy dude breathing on their neck.
No, the guys wearing masks?
They don't
the patrons aren't wearing masks. No. The strippers are.
Yeah, not necessarily the patrons. Maybe some of them are, but I'm sure most of Wyoming thinks it's fake.
It'd be funny if a bunch of ugly strippers with great bodies showed up because they could do it now.
Wear the mask, yeah.
I mean, there's a meme out there of a girl who's just got this kick-ass body and she's just got a brutal face and she's got a mask on. Have you seen the meme? It's out there on Facebook, and that's...
Yeah, she has a gnarly grill.
Really gnarly, but her body's kick-ass. So she could make some money until the pandemic's
like,
over.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson's daughter, She's 18. Simone is going to be the youngest signee in the history of the WWE.
Oh, she's a wrestler. Huh? She's probably hot, huh?
She's been training since she was 16. She's going to be the fourth in a long line of pro wrestlers, including her dad, her grandfather, and her great-grandfather.
Her great-grandfather was a wrestler, too. I know that Rock's dad was a big wrestler.
Yeah.
It's the family business.
Exactly. So now her.
She kind of looks like a female version of The Rock.
Is she pretty? She's going to be pretty, right? Rock married some probably gorgeous woman.
She's got a very strong jawline.
Okay. Okay, you're trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he could break me.
Yeah.
It's good. She'll be able to take a fake punch.
Yeah. That's right.
New law in New York City bans companies from requiring pre-employment testing for the marijuana, with exceptions for police, childcare, commercial driving, and a handful of other jobs.
Which, once again, I don't know why.
No, you can't do it.
I know, but, I mean, once again, you're allowed to drink and be a cop. Why can't you get high and be a cop? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. You could say that about driving as well.
No hangover.
Yeah, you can't drive while you're drunk, but you're probably not supposed to drive when you're stoned either. But
right, but they are making exceptions for police, childcare, commercial driving, and some other jobs.
Good.
Now, they still can test you if you're already hired there and, you know, you're screwing up. They can say,
that's
take a test.
That's
Are you high?
That's right.
Right.
There's a dude that lives down the street who's a volunteer firefighter.
Yeah.
And it looks cool. Like, he'll drive down the street. He's got this little thing on his car. And I'm like, it looks like fun. So I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you just sign off. I'm like, what, do you drug test? He's like, yeah, well, I guess I'm out. You got a drug test for you not to pay me?
How could I be a fireman? That's what you were thinking. I love that. You want to be a volunteer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I really just want to ride in the truck.
Do they drug test? Yes. Oh, I can't do it.
Can you be permanently put on cat in tree duty? Because I think maybe that's where your strong suit would be.
Yeah.
Fighting actual fires.
You passed the pee test here, didn't you?
There wasn't one.
Oh, that's right. All because you're part-time.
Yeah.
I'd asked.
Yeah. We did ask about that.
Mm-hmm. What was the concern?
I know, but it's
I'd have to adjust something. If there was going to be, I'd have to adjust some things.
It's the funniest thing in the world. There's drug tests at a performing job.
Yeah.
And even the bosses think it's funny, too.
Well, I don't think we've ever been tested.
Well, you and I never have.
The company that originally hired us didn't test, and then succeeding companies that have taken over just grandfathered us in.
Your grandfathered in, right? Craig passed a test 15 years ago.
Took one
20
years
ago.
You had to, really?
Yeah. Before I got hired on as a part-time, you know, guy to carry stuff.
But here's the deal about that. This was so stupid. I realized that, I don't think our boss, they don't take it seriously. But the fact is, you can't go to another job and do this test. Like, say you go to a good job and you take a pee test and you passed it. Then you can't go into that job the next day. Well, I'm high as hell last night. But we do the same. Craig had to go through the motions.
Broadcast.
Probably 18 years ago. How long it was now? We brought Craig back. He did pass a pee test, and the next day we're on the radio. We're talking about being high.
Well,
basically we did.
They said, "Hey, go take a pee test on Friday."
Right.
I don't know about that. geez, how long you need to wait? Give me a couple weeks.
That was the main boss too. Goes, damn, how long you gonna wait?
Well, I think before
I'm
we
need
talked about weeks. Getting high, we talked about how you beat the pee test.
We did. On the air, right? Yeah.
What you have to
I waited a couple weeks.
I just hope. I know it's not going to happen because I think you're right, Craig. Everything's going to go back to normal. Even the holier than thou people are once the pandemic is over. But none of this stuff sounds important at all anymore. Never did to us.
Right.
Weed. But weed is still illegal. You know.
It all seems so petty now, doesn't
everything, it? It was always petty to us. But you would think the majority of people will finally go, you know what? Once we're out, can't we smoke a little weed?
No.
Can we get it legal? Can we get it legal? At least do that. No. Get people out of jail.
Let the people get paid.
Right.
I can't wait till we start being petty again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Because we will.
Oh, it'll happen soon.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. Yeah, thousands will die because we don't care about a virus, but you can't smoke weed. You libtards. TNTRadioEmpire.com for streaming and the podcast. Dr. Ed joined us. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. Wear a mask. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.